This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening. You're locked into The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif. This is a show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. To recap the stories we talked about, top of the hour, we talked about the new normal in the orchestra and ensemble scene with Martin Rutherford.
Yeah, we also spoke to Azmin Yunor about his latest album, John Bangi Blues.
That's right. Now we've come on to the segment that we like to call... By the way, the 2020 Mercury Prize for this year's Best British Album has gone to, drumroll, Michael Kiwanuka for his self-titled album, Kiwanuka. He beat out the likes of Laura Marling, Dua Lipa and Moses Board. Kiwanuka, he's won on his third attempt, actually. He's been nominated for each of his previous albums, Home Again in 2012 and Love and Hate in 2016. Third time's the charm, Hanif.
Yep.
This album, his self-titled album was released in November 2019, and it's an album that draws equally from folk and soul. The songwriter also sings about freedom, love, struggles of both personal and collective, and even one track samples the protests of the 1960s US civil rights movement. Well worth a check out, this album.
Yep. By the way, sad news, legendary songwriter who's responsible for hits by Elvis Presley, including In the Ghetto and A Little Less Conversation, Mike Davis, has passed away at the age of 78. He reportedly passed away due to a complication after a heart surgery. While he is popularly more well known for those hits by Elvis, Mac Davis also ended up becoming his own star with songs like Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me, Stop and Smell the Roses, and Rock and Roll, I Gave You the Best Years of My Life, doing well on the charts. In his later years, he also worked with the likes of Bruno Mars and wrote a song called Young Girls from Bruno Mars' second album, Unorthodox Jukebox. Rest in peace, Mac Davis.
Rest in peace indeed. Next story, by the way, Frank Ocean, he just launched a voter registration initiative, and this follows on a whole bunch of artists jumping on the US election is coming up pretty soon. So what he did was he encouraged friends on Instagram to visit his webpage to ensure that they are registered to vote in the US. This came as just this morning the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden came to a close. He shared the story then, encouraging people to vote Trump out. No question where his loyalty lies. But just to quote him on what he said, and I quote, debates are on, it all feels fake. The problem that it's not, Donald is president and might not leave the White House even if he loses, so some say. Please vote. Watching him dragged out would be way more entertaining than these debates. If you're not registered, to swipe up to blonde.co, just take the form. It takes 2 minutes to fill out. Good night. So, like I said, he joins a whole host of American artists. And this, just yesterday, Tyler, the Creator, who himself is a first-time voter, implored people to go to the polls and cast a vote. So, I mean, it's nice to see people of position, artists and key influencers trying to spread the message of people performing their civic duty.
Yeah, trying to get Americans to do their civic duties, right? Yeah. By the way, a couple of weeks back, Daryl spoke about the rise in listenership of classical music during the pandemic.
I did.
Yeah, and it seems like BBC has realized this and it's now capitalizing on it. They're launching a new archive of more than 600 recordings of classical music performances under the name Experience Classical. It's a collaboration between BBC Radio 3 and BBC Archive, fronted by BBC Young Musician winner Sheku Kane Mason, his sister Isata, and composer Hannah Peel. The program aims to provide tools for people, especially those who are not familiar with the genre, to discover it. You can browse music by composer, instrument, mood, and the age of the pieces. That's very convenient. And the archive is pretty huge too, covering works by more than 150 different composers, not to mention radio shows and podcasts too. Mm. Sadly, this is not available internationally, but I thought it's quite interesting too, I guess.
It is interesting.
Talk about it, especially after we discussed it a couple of weeks back, right?
For sure, for sure. But you know, if it's not available internationally, there are ways around that. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yeah. If you know, you know.
This has been The Pulse on BFM 89.9. We're about to get out of here, but a couple more tunes for you, including this one from the Sonderbombs.
Yeah, this is a fresh track from this pop punk band from Cleveland, Ohio. This is the Sonderbombs with What Are Friends For? You're listening to The Pulse on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.